That was Monster by Kanye West, the mic is featuring...
The mic is on. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Featuring Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, and Rick Ross, and Bon Iver. Now we're going to start Fireside Breaths, so welcome. I'm Lola.
I'm Amanda.
And welcome to our special Halloween episode.
We have some spooky songs and some spooky stories in store for you all in the next hour.
Anyway, this is Fireside Brats, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash cool!
Easy, boy, you impetuous young boy.
Mash cool!
Monster mash cool! Monster mash cool!
Thank you. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
So you just listened to Monster Mash by Boris Johnson, and you just also listened to Thriller by Michael Jackson. Right now we're listening to Music to be Murdered by Holger Zucke, and we have a very scary story for you that I will read right now. Man and girl go out to drive under moonlight. They stop it on a side of road. He turned to his girl and say, "Baby, I love you so much." She says, "What is it, honey?" He responds, "Our car is broken down. I think the engine is broken. I'll walk and get some more fuel." She responds, "Okay, I'll stay here and look after our stereo. There have been news reports of stereos being stolen." "Good idea," he says. "Keep the doors locked no matter what. I love you, sweaty." So the guy left to get full for the car. After 2 hours, the girl say, "Where is my baby? He was supposed to be back by now." Then the girl hear a scratching sound and voice say, "Let me in." The girl doesn't do it, and then after a while, she goes to sleep. The next morning, she wakes up and finds her boyfriend still not there. She gets out to check, and man door hand hook car door.
Out. Music to be murdered by.
Thank you, Lola, for that beautiful story. It was terrifying, and I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight. You're about to listen to some Ashniko, someone near and dear to my heart. First, we will hear Halloweeny, and then Halloweeny 2, Pumpkin Spice.
Tricks, but your ass is Halloween. You never had a love like me. You never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks, but your ass is Halloween. Trick or treat, I drink my drinks neat. Spank him if he talk a little too sweet. I like to taste the blood in my teeth. I'm a half full, honey, baby. No, I gotta eat.
And when I'm done, he better know he gotta leave. Out the back door, baby, better know he gotta creep. Find my number in his phone, then I press delete. You've never had a love like me. You've never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. You've never had a love like me. You've never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. I'm fine, sublime, like vines. I climb, into your window. Write my name in blood on your pillows. I'm fine, sublime, like vines. I climb, into your window. Write my name in blood on your pillows. Eat dirt, you can kick rocks. I flirt, no menage a trois. High alert, no, a bitch don't stop. Bloody Mary, yeah, we drip, don't drop. I'm creepy, crawly. I'm not sorry. Make him kiss my ass like, thank you, darling. My pussy pleaser is a pink Bugatti. You want ash, go like a Bucky Polly. If it's booty that you want from me, you will only get the tricks, no treats. Hands up where my eyes can see. You can catch these sands for free. You've never had a love like me. You've never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. You've never had a love like me. You've never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. I'm fine, sublime, like vines. I climb, into your window. Write my name in blood on your pillows. I'm fine, sublime, like vines. I climb, into your window. Write my name in blood on your pillows.
Tight like he's fucking a pumpkin. Booty sweet like a donut, I'm dunking. Booty spooky, got him shaking, he's jumping. After we freak, you know whose music he's bumping. Trick or treaty, want a piece of me, Reese's. I'm Regina George, everybody wanna be me. Halloween candy in the orange Lamborghini. Tell him slurp the pussy like a plate of linguine. You know me, queen of Halloween. I'm a ghost in the sheets. Creepy, I'm my best creak. Paralysis and you ain't catching Z's. Little blue demon, little grimy reap. Baby, I'm feeding, you look like meat. Blood on the ceiling, picking at my teeth. Baby, I'm a butcher, and this a meet and greet.
Where is this pussy, baby?
I must admit you gave me something.
momentarily in which I could believe. But the hand of harsh reality's ungrave. It's on its way back here to scoop you up, but not on my watch. I wanna stay with you, my love, the way some science fiction does. Reflections in the silver screen, strange society. Swamp monster with a heart on for connectivity. The ascension of the free. Mass panic on a not too distant future colony. Quantitative easing. While I make a simple point about peace and love, but in a sexy way where it's not obvious. Highlight dangers and send out hidden messages the way some science fiction does. The way some science fiction does. To make you blush, but I've a feeling that the whole thing may well just end up too clever for its own good. The way some science fiction does.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
Oh, Brad.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. Ooh, J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
Oh, it's nicer than Betty Monroe had.
A rat.
Now we're engaged and I'm so glad that you met my.
Science examined.
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic.
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it.
That was Ghostbusters theme song. And now I will tell you all a scary story from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. This story is called The Girl Who Stood on a Grave. Some boys and girls were at a party one night. There was a graveyard down the street. They were talking about how scary it was. "Don't ever stand on a grave after dark," one of the boys said. "This person inside will grab you. He'll pull you under." "That's not true," one of the girls said. "It's just a superstition." "I'll give you a dollar if you stand on a grave," said the boy. "A grave doesn't scare me," said the girl. "I'll do it right now." The boy handed her his knife. "Stick this knife in one of the graves," he said, "and we'll know you were there." The graveyard was filled with shadows and was as quiet as death. "There's nothing to be scared of," the girl told herself, but she was scared anyway. She picked out a grave and stood on it. Then quickly she bent over and plunged the knife into the soil, and she started to leave, but she couldn't get away. Something was holding her back. She tried a second time to leave, but she couldn't move. She was filled with terror. "Something has got me," she screamed, and she fell to the ground. When she didn't come back, the others went to look for her. They found her body sprawled across the grave. Without realizing it, she had plunged the knife through her skirt and had pinned it to the ground. It was only the knife that held her. She had died of fright.
Thank you very much, Amanda, for reading that scary story. It was truly spooked. you just heard Halloweeny Part 2, Pumpkin Spice by Ashnikko, followed by Science Fiction by Arctic Monkeys, personal favorite of mine. And Damn It, Janet by the cast of Rocky Horror, and then Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. Up next, we have some Santana, some more Rocky Horror, some Kim Petras, some Kanye, a little bit of everything. So stay tuned. And now for a PSA, read by the lovely Amanda Butcher, from, she hails from Danville, California. She has blonde hair.
Here's the key to PSA.
A lovely human being and friend, truly, is going to read to you a very important PSA. That's so important. And she's gonna read it for you.
I'm gonna read it for you. Yeah, so doorknobs. Restrooms. Telephones. Keyboards. People. What do you think these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message has been brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Don't be gross. Please wash your hands.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for that wonderful PSA. You just heard Black Magic Woman by Santana. Next up, we have Touch a Touch a Touch Me by the cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is playing at Somerville Theater at 8 p.m. tomorrow. If you want, they put on a really good show. Highly recommend watching it. But yeah, so here's Touch a Touch a Touch Me by the cast of Rocky Horror.
All right. Where's this one?
You have to turn off.
I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more. I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch a touch a touch a touch me.
Bye.
when negatives we release. You can run from your destiny. I've been dying to feel alive, and your pain is my paradise. So tonight you can pay the price.
That was There Will Be Blood by Kim Petras. And now we're going to talk about our personal paranormal experiences. We've got six people in the studio today. Guys, would you like to introduce yourselves? I'm Lola, by the way, one of the Fireside Brats.
I'm Amanda, another Fireside Brat.
I'm Nicholas, just a regular brat.
I'm Jeff. And
yep.
I'm Adam from Last Hour, Pretzel Logic, Tuesdays 3 to 4 a.m. Listen.
And my name is Seth. I am also from The Last Hour.
Awesome. So guys, do you have any interesting paranormal experiences you would like to share? Awesome.
Lola, I thought that was it.
I think I have one, but I don't remember all of it, so someone else go first before I mess it up.
Okay, I have a paranormal experience. It's not a past story. It's something I live with every day. My room in Lewis is haunted. There is, like, this thing, this, like, really, there's, like, this sound. It just sounds like, kind of,
I'm sorry, what was that sound?
Can you repeat it? I'm not sure I got the full image.
You know what I'm talking about? You guys have heard it. Like the in the corner.
Yeah.
It's scary. And it's because there's a ghost. Sometimes, like, we hear the door open and close when the door isn't opening and closing. And I know it's not my neighbor's because I have, like, one neighbor. So it's a ghost, and I think that it's because Lewis is very old, and I'm sure that
someone died, although
I can't imagine, like, dying and wanting to spend more time in Lewis than you have to, but, like,
maybe they're trapped.
That's true. Honestly, they must be trapped.
Maybe you can release them.
How do you think we could do that?
Why don't you, like, seance with them?
It feels like they have unfinished business.
They
sounds
must.
Like you need to rip out your floorboards.
I think you're right. I kind of want to get a Ouija board and just, like, ask them what happened.
I have a mini Ouija board.
I have a full-size Ouija board.
You're shaking
board.
Your... Ooh. I've never used one. My dad bought one, and my mom saw it, and she flipped out, and she, like, went and threw it in the dumpster immediately. Like, she would not have that in our house.
Damn. Okay.
On the topic of haunted dorm rooms, I also had a haunted dorm room last year. I lived in the iconic Houston Hall, built during the Vietnam War era. And so, first off, it started with all the classic stuff, you know, creaky doors, the sound of footsteps in the night. But then it got more advanced, lights were turning off randomly, and at first I was like, well, this is just an electrical problem. But then the ghost possessed my microwave. And in the middle of the night, frequently at 2 or 3 a.m., our microwave would turn on by itself, always set to 5 minutes, and it would not turn off. unless you unplugged it.
I'm in Miller right now, and I also have a haunted microwave situation.
Our very interesting.
Has been known to come on. It also makes in the middle of the night a sound which approximates breathing, like a over and over and over again for like 20 minutes.
Is it set to 5 minutes always?
It is not set to 5 minutes always.
Interesting. Interesting.
Was that the behavior of your ghost?
So my microwave was always set to 5 minutes and would not turn off no matter how many times you press the off button.
Ours will turn off, but the breathing doesn't stop.
Could they be two related ghosts?
I think they must be.
A poltergeist, perhaps?
Miller and Houston, the two microwaves.
Miller was also built in Vietnam era, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be?
Maybe it's like two lovers trying to communicate.
Oh my god.
Wow. Wait, so every time you unplugged the microwave, you were silencing them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, wow. Now I
real,
feel
real messed up, Lola.
How dare you?
I'm a little bit more scared in his case, because do you know that thing where, like, if you remodel, like, a haunted house, the ghost gets more, like, the ghosts, they get more pissed off, because it's their original, like, environment they're in is, like, completely new, so you might be in a dangerous
right.
situation.
Right, so you're in a more dangerous situation. Because when I was in Houston, it was still Vietnam War era Houston, untouched for 40 years.
Yeah, this ghost is feeling some unrest, I suppose.
I suppose you need to finish its unfinished business.
So what should we do?
You could seance with it.
I don't want to seance with the microwave.
Seancing seems like the only solution here.
What if it poses a threat to me, you know? How do I get rid of it?
Seance it and reunite it with its lover, which is my microwave, which is in the dumpster somewhere far, far away from here.
We need to go to the dumpster. We need to go to the dump.
We need to go to the landfill that it went to, and we must find that microwave, and then they can kiss.
It's a beautiful thing.
Anyway, anyone else have any compelling ghost love stories they would like to share?
I don't have a love story per se, but my house is most certainly haunted. My house is actually from my original house, the one I grew up in, is from the 1700s, so it's very old. A lot of people have lived in there. There are stacks and stacks of photos of families of people living in there, so there was a murder in my house quite a long time ago, but it does lower the cost, so helps out my parents, but... Anyway, there will be the occasional, of course, you know, doors slamming shut, noises in the night, floorboards creaking. But this one day, I remember, I was sitting in my room, and my sister's room is next to it, but it's joined by a bathroom. And I was, you know, sitting there, and then I heard some crying from my bathroom, and I just assumed my sister was, you know, going through something, so I minded my business and kept on, you know, doing whatever I was doing. And then this crying went away. And then about in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes later, the crying started again. And this time it was louder. So I was a little concerned, but I was like, you know, whatever, it's not my business. And then it ended. And then a couple minutes later, my sister walks in. And I'm expecting her to, you know, have tears in her eyes, to be upset. But she goes to me and she says, "Were you crying?" I was like, "No, I thought you were crying."
Whoa. Creepy.
And then we just look at each other for a second. And then the crying starts again in our bathroom. Of course, we are God-fearing people, so we do not enter said bathroom to check. But, yeah, there was a ghost in our bathroom crying.
Do you have any theories as to who the ghost was?
Well, the problem is that there are so many people who have lived in our house that it could be just about anyone. There was a baby that died in our house a long, long time ago. So perhaps it was the baby crying out for his mother.
Well, did it sound like a baby crying, yeah, or perhaps an adolescent?
It sounded older. It sounded like someone, like, sobbing.
Like, older as in, like, full-grown human, or, like, still, like, growing?
It sounded teenager. Like a teenager. I thought it was my, like, teenage sister crying.
Could it have been that you never had a teenage sister? and that was the ghost the entire time?
Perhaps it's been controlling my mind ever since, and I don't actually have a sister.
That seems like the likely scenario.
I agree.
Who else would it be?
I was just thinking it was a ghost. But I've never seanced in my house. I think that would just, it would create such a negative energy that I don't think would be able to be fixed.
Right. Well, thank you. That's so brave of you, Seth, for sharing that with us.
Thank you for everyone for listening.
Wow, truly, tears in my eyes, truly. So moved. Does anyone else have any ghost stories to share?
This isn't a ghost story, but it does feel paranormal because I had like hallucinations and they felt so real. It was a little strange.
This doesn't sound like a ghost story.
Were you under the influence
of sleep paralysis?
It could be, actually. It could be a sleep paralysis thing, but it was very vivid. I'm like almost certain I remember this.
That's not a ghost story.
Were you asleep?
Were
you half asleep and also paralyzed? Because then I have news for you, buddy.
That is simply sleep paralysis.
I didn't experience paralysis because when I like snapped out of it, I could fully, like, I guess, move my body.
Snapped out of the paralysis?
Well, let me explain it, and then you can analysis. Perhaps it was, but I'm sorry, I don't have a ghost story. Can I explain it, please? Okay.
Don't you think that it might have been sleep paralysis? Sorry,
I've never had it. I don't think I've had it before. Okay, but let me just explain it. So the first one, there are three separate cases. The first one was, it was really dark, of course. All of a sudden, I thought I started seeing spots, but they were too like multicolored. It was really weird, like more than I've like previously experienced. Then, the second experience involved me sliding down backwards behind my bed, and I actually, because my house is so small, I actually am on the top bunk of a bunk bed. I slid and turned, and before I dropped to fell, that's when I like snapped out of it. And then the third time, I also, this is the third hallucination I had. The third one was my dad in the hallway. It was like just a shadow. And he said something to me, and I said, "What?" And then he disappeared.
Could your dad be the ghost?
Is your dad a ghost?
Of my nearly 20 years of life, I have not speculated that my dad is a ghost.
But until right now. And it's all coming together now, isn't it?
Suddenly it all is adding up.
the pieces are puzzling me.
I think your dad is a ghost.
That appears to be the most likely explanation.
Is that sleep paralysis? I feel like it isn't.
Were you paralyzed and asleep?
Were you waking up in any of these situations?
Were you just walking and like you saw your dad? That's happened to me before. I thought I saw my grandma one time sitting on the couch sewing, and I didn't.
Yo, what?
Yeah, I I remember really vividly. I must have been like 9, and I saw the couch, and I thought I saw like the back of my grandma's head, and that she was just like sitting on my couch like knitting. And I got closer, and she was not there.
Ooh.
When I was like 7, I used to see things all the time as a kid that freaked my parents out. Like,
you used to see things all the time?
Yeah, like there was, we had a guest room, and I swear there was like a red string that just came straight down from the middle of the room from the ceiling. And like one time I was walking with my dad, and I was like, "What's that red string for?" And he like looked where I was looking, and he's like, "What red string?" Like that one, and he couldn't see it, and I might have just been going crazy. But this is later in my life, when I was like 7, I was downstairs, and I looked up, and I saw like another version of myself wearing my PJs, and like when I noticed it, it like noticed me, and like looked scared, and then ran real fast into my room. And I didn't go to my room for like the rest of the day. No, the rest of the night. But that shit freaked me out. I'm sorry, that stuff freaked me out. Oof, a ghost possessed me there.
Wow, it appears we've just had a paranormal experience right here in the station. How crazy is that?
Wait, Nick, that's so scary.
I mean, I stopped seeing stuff after I was like 9.
Have you ever had like a mirror like move without you?
No, but I've tried to fake out a mirror before.
You've never had like where you're looking at the mirror and you kind of turn away and then you can kind of see something change out of the corner of your eye?
Thankfully, no, but I've been very scared of that happening.
Stop acting like this is like a normal occurrence. To our 13 loyal listeners, please call in if you have a ghost experience. We would love to hear it.
Do we know how to answer the phone?
I actually, today, I answered the phone. So,
wow.
How was that?
It was exhilarating. It was thrilling.
Was it haunting?
It was mentally taxing. But you know what? I did it.
Spooktacular?
It was spooktacular. Speaking of spooktacular, this is Fireside Brats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for that reminder.
Anyway, we're gonna... Another song. Shall we end with Monster Mash? We shall.
Monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash!
Don't call me Gaga. I've never seen one like that before. Don't look at me like that. You amaze me.
He ate my heart. He ate.
against the stairs.